From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tuition at four-year public colleges and universities rose an average of 14% this year. That's the highest jump in a quarter century. States squeezed by the budget crisis are passing the costs of higher education along to students and their parents. For years, parents have been able to sign up for prepaid tuition plans to avoid the sticker shock. These programs offer a chance to pay tomorrow's tuition at today's prices. But higher costs and tight budgets are forcing some states to raise the price of these programs or suspend them altogether. Ohio is the latest to bail out. From member station WCPN, Janet Babin reports.
She doesn't come right out and say it, but 30-year-old Stephanie Brooks sounds pretty sure that her 2-year-old son Tyler, dressed as a doctor this warm Halloween night, is going to college.
Can you say trick-or-treat? Good job.
While she's sure Tyler's smart enough to attend college, Brooks is less certain about how her one-income family will pay for his education or even what it will cost.
The college has changed so much between when our parents financially went to college and then when we went to college. If it's going to be an indication of what it was like when we went to college versus when our kids go to college, it's going to be astronomical.
Brooks began saving for her son's education soon after he was born using Ohio's prepaid tuition plan. Money deducted from the Brooks paycheck bought units of education credits. Tyler could pay for his state school education with the units in 2019 when he's old enough to attend. Initially, one tuition unit cost $40, with roughly 100 units equaling a year's worth of tuition. But the cost of a unit began rising steadily about 2 years ago, reaching a high of $95. Then last month, Ohio joined Colorado, Kentucky, Texas, Wyoming, and West Virginia in suspending the prepaid program. Tight budgets are forcing cutbacks to schools and tuition hikes at a time when most market returns remain low. Jackie Williams with the Ohio Tuition Trust Authority says state school tuition rose 35% in the last 3 years, and investment returns on the prepaid plan just couldn't keep up.
If your investment returns are growing at 7% a year and tuition is growing at 11% a year or 14% a year, clearly it's difficult, if not impossible, to earn enough return on your investments to be able to cover the rate of tuition growth.
Prepaid tuition plans began springing up in the late 1980s. A few years ago, Congress made them tax-free until 2010. At one time, 20 states offered such programs, but just 14 are still taking applications. Joseph Hurley is CEO of SavingForCollege.com. He says with college costs increasing at 2 or 3 times the rate of inflation, prepaid plans still make a lot of sense, though they're not as attractive as they once were.
Many of these prepaid plans are increasing their prices so that you pay more now than you did a couple years ago for the same bucket of tuition benefits.
In September, a group of more than 200 private colleges and universities began offering an independent prepaid program. But there's no guarantee that a child with prepaid credits will be accepted into the private university or end up attending college at all. Michael Halverson is a certified financial planner with Asset Planning Services in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Halverson tells clients to avoid prepaid programs for those reasons and because they can reduce a student's chances for financial aid.
The financial aid officer will look and see that the parent has prepaid this program or prepaid the tuition, and that will typically make the child less eligible for other financial aid than they might have otherwise been eligible for if the parent had held the assets personally.
But Stephanie Brooks was willing to overlook the potential problems of prepaids in exchange for the security the program provided. Now, like thousands of other families, she's looking for a new place to put the money.
Because if it goes back into our weekly paycheck that comes to us, A, it's going to get taxed, but then two, you could potentially spend it. Whereas now it's being taken out before we get it, so it's like we never see it, and it's money we technically, theoretically don't have.
Brooks has 2 months to decide whether to keep the tuition unit she's already paid for in the defunct Ohio plan or transfer them elsewhere. Either way, she'll likely be paying more for Tyler's education now that Ohio has suspended the tuition program she was counting on. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.